Night traffic light. Good morning, guys.
Hey, Jenny, how are you doing?
Doing really great.
Doing it on your own today, huh?
Having a little fun. Remember, this is like the old days.
Yeah.
We used to hang in here alone.
Blake hanging out. It's kind of weird.
How's everybody feel
refreshing.
About that? Everybody
okay? A little refreshing.
We're okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
We expected that coming. So no surprise there. So what's happening in the world of movies this weekend?
A couple of movies opening up. First, we're going to tell you about Stardust. Now, personally, I like them best when they were called Jefferson Airplane. But I guess age has caught up to Stardust.
Well, there's a guy named Tristan, and he's played by Charlie Cox. And he lives in this little tiny town in England that's bordered by a wall that nobody ever goes across.
Uh-huh.
Well, here's, he and this girl that he loves, they're outside one night, and they see a falling star, and it falls on the other side of the wall. And here's a clip of him making a deal with her.
Victoria, for your hand in marriage, I'd cross the wall and I'd bring you back that falling star.
You can't cross the wall. Nobody crosses the wall. Now you're just being silly.
I'm not being silly. I'd do it. For you, I'd do anything.
Yeah, very romantic.
Very romantic.
Yeah, and so he crosses the wall, of course, and he crosses into a magical kingdom. And he finds out that the fallen star is actually a real person played by Claire Danes.
I love Claire Danes.
Yeah. She does really good at this. And everybody, though, wants her because she has magical powers. The heir to the kingdom over there wants her, and so does a witch who's played by Michelle Pfeiffer. But he has to figure out a way to save her because, of course, she's going to help him make his dream come true. And he gets help from a really unlikely source, a pirate played by Robert De Niro.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Now, Jenny, you know how I feel about these fantasy adventure movies, though. I mean, they are so needlessly confusing, and the few parts that I do understand to me just seem stupid. I mean, like fantasy movies and presidential debates, kind of the same experience for me. But Stardust.
Right. We don't want to overload that brain of yours, John.
Exactly.
Make it simple.
I got to tell you, though, Stardust is the exception. I mean, just fascinating characters played by phenomenal actors. There's a really good little story to this with some very creative, fun little twist to it, and there's even a few laughs in this. You know, I'm sure like your hardcore Harry Potter fans will be like, it's too silly and simple, but for like super cool dudes like myself, this is our fantasy movie. It's really,
really
good. Yeah.
This is one of those movies, though, that you don't expect a whole lot from, and it's probably because they are not promoting this movie well at all, but it is really, really good. So on our movie night traffic light, we are going to rate Stardust a green.
I'm excited to hear that. There's so much great acting in it. I mean,
it really
I think
is,
Claire
yeah.
Danes has grown into a beautiful actress, mm-hmm. as well as Michelle Pfeiffer.
Pfeiffer's phenomenal in this, just like she was in Hairspray. I mean, she is really on a roll at 49 years old. She has really hit
She's
her prime.
49.
Yeah.
I love
something?
That. Yeah. I just love the idea. I mean, she's so incredibly beautiful.
And Robert
49
De Niro,
years old.
Uh-huh. One of his best roles.
Really?
He's really good at
yeah,
this.
Yeah, he's very good at this. Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
Yeah, it's good news. And how about for the kids? I mean, is this a good family movie?
It's a PG-13, and they do have a little bit of dark stuff in there, but they handle it pretty well.
Yeah, they're pretty creative with mm-hmm. the dark stuff to keep it from actually being disturbing. You know, you just have to base it on what your kids are like and what they can handle. There's a little bit of killing people off so that you can be the heir to the throne and stuff, but they handle it really well, I thought.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's not bad.
Okay, great. What else?
Okay, of course, the next movie is probably the bigger one this weekend, I guess, maybe Rush Hour 3. And when I heard Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan were getting together for another Rush Hour, I couldn't help but wonder, Jenny, why is every exit on I-10 closed? What is going on with that?
And they're breaking down a new bridge, 22nd Street. I mean, it's just happened as well.
It's insane.
It's only for 3 years, John. Just have a little patience.
Rush Hour 3, get it? 3 years? Yeah.
There you go.
It all
like two Rush Hours weren't enough. We're going to get three. And we'll start it by closing exits.
Of course, Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker are back. And this time they're investigating a gang known as the Chinese Triad. Well, here's a clip just showing off how amazing Chris Tucker's investigative skills really are.
May I help you?
We'll be asking the questions, old man. Who are you?
You.
No, not me, you.
Yes, I am you.
Just answer the damn questions. Who are you?
I have told you.
Are you deaf?
No, you is blind.
I'm not blind, you blind.
That is what I just said.
You just said what?
I did not say what. I said you.
That's what I'm asking you.
And you is answering.
Shut up. You!
Yeah.
Who's On First. I mean, which is, of course, that's a play of Who's On First.
Yeah. They do a really good job with it anyway. So their investigation actually takes them to Paris, where apparently the Chinese triad's secrets are, so they can figure out what it's all about. And of course, they get themselves into all sorts of situations where they have to fight the bad guys, and there's never a dull moment because Chris Tucker's keeping things funny.
Well, yeah. And now the story in this is actually pretty lame. And the action, you know, I love me some Jackie Chan, but the guy is 53 years old now. I mean, he can work the walker better than anybody else in the nursing home, but come on, Jenny, he's getting too old for the action.
So if Michelle Pfeiffer and Jackie Chan had to like face off, you would put your money on Michelle Pfeiffer?
Oh, Michelle Pfeiffer's, yeah. Her, phenomenal. Jackie slowed down a little. I mean, just the business. I mean, he moves like he's 45, which is great, but you know, he's still 40, you know.
Okay.
But so the action's a little rough. The long fight scenes seem a little long, but and when I saw the trailer in this, I actually wondered why I ever liked Chris Tucker. I mean, the Who's On First thing, I thought, you know, that's pretty good, but I've heard the Who's On First since 1932 or whatever.
So. Yeah, of course.
But I got to tell you, whatever it was, I don't know. It's Abbott and Costello. It's pretty old, right?
Yeah.
But he's hilarious in this. I mean, I don't think the trailer does this justice. I think it's very, very funny. I think Jackie Chan is the perfect straight man for Chris Tucker. I have no idea why they spent $120 million making this, because it's so much about the comedy. They could have done it for $120,000, but I really enjoyed it.
Oh, good.
And of all the Rush Hour movies, this one is definitely the best. And it's not the best movie ever, but it is really, really fun. So on our movie night traffic light, we are going to rate Rush Hour 3 a green.
Yeah.
Two greens.
Wow,
in a row.
Two greens.
Yeah.
Today. That's great.
Unbelievable.
News. Especially if it's hot and raining and all that good stuff. We have the perfect weather season right now.
Yep, to go see
the theater.
So actually for Rush Hour 3, go see it tonight at Alcon Theater at the 7 o'clock showing, and come tell us on our TV show after you see it what you thought of it.
So Dawn and John with their movie night traffic light, your show airs on the CW.
On the CW Saturday afternoons at 12:30, channel 8 or 58, thanks to Marshall's Jewelers. And check us out.
Thank you, guys. What's going on next week? Do we know what movies we're going to talk about?
Yeah, well, there's one, Arctic Tale, which is Queen Latifah. It's about global warming, but it's little polar bears and little walruses. So
and,
we'll go check that out.
And Super Bad.
Super Bad, which is by the makers of
Knocked Up and 40-Year-Old Virgin. Yeah.
And I have heard nothing but great things about that movie. That's going to be really funny.
We'll tell you all about that next
week. Thanks so much, Dawn and John, at movienighttrafficlight.com. Also through our website, 929themountain.com.